KORN News Radio Sports. For Thursday, August 6th, I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Three-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year Aaron Donald is one step closer to a possible return to football after working out yesterday with the Los Angeles Rams. The 35-year-old defensive tackle has been training for several weeks as he considers ending his two-and-a-half-year retirement. Rams head coach Sean McVay says the team is encouraged by Donald's progress, but he's not rushing a decision. Donald retired in March of 2024 after 10 years with the Rams. He was a 10-time Pro Bowler, 8-time All-Pro selection, and he won Defensive Player of the Year three times. He also helped the Rams win Super Bowl 56. He's a surefire Hall of Famer. The possibility of a comeback gained momentum after the Rams acquired pass rusher Myles Garrett from Cleveland in the offseason. The Washington Commanders have added veteran wide receiver Stephon Diggs on a one-year deal. The 32-year-old Diggs spent last year with New England, caught 99 passes for 1,123 yards and 5 touchdowns as the Patriots reached the Super Bowl. Diggs was released by New England in March, went unsigned in free agency, before being cleared of criminal charges in May. The NFL also announced that Diggs would not face any discipline following its investigation. The Phoenix Suns and Dylan Brooks have agreed to a 3-year extension worth $73 million that will keep him in Phoenix through the 2030 season. The 30-year-old Brooks averaged a career-high 20 points per game last season, his first with the Suns. Brooks was entering the final season of a 4-year deal worth $86 million that he signed with Houston back in 2023. LIV Golf says it has found a lead investor to help move forward beyond its Saudi financial backing and also make players major equity holders in the golf league. LIV CEO Scott O'Neill announced yesterday that the investor has signed a term sheet approved by the league's board, but he did not reveal the investor's identity or the amount of money involved. The announcement comes after the Saudi Arabian Public Investment Fund, which helped launch and fund LIV Golf since its beginning in 2022, announced this year they would stop financing the league after the season. LIV Golf has spent more than $5 billion since launching. O'Neill says the league is planning a new model with fewer events and a focus on team competition. They hope to finalize the new investment agreement by September. The Pac-12 and Mountain West conferences have finalized a settlement over a dispute involving poaching penalties and exit fees. The agreement now resolves all pending litigation between the two conferences and several schools, including Boise State, Colorado State, San Diego State, Utah State, and Fresno State. The dispute started after the Pac-12 challenged a Mountain West scheduling agreement that included a fee for teams leaving the conference. The penalty called for a $10 million payment for the first departing school, increasing by $500,000 for each additional team, reaching a maximum of $55 million. That settlement comes as many new teams join the Pac-12 this fall. They've also added Northern Illinois, Hawaii, and Texas El Paso to replace its departing football members. And that's Look At Your Sports for this Thursday, August 6th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.